thank you very much, and thanks again, Patrick, for inviting us. Bringing up the rear, so I shall try and be very snappy. But I'm particularly going to pick up on what Kirsten talks about around livestock, the livestock section, where we need to change consumption production on livestock. And I'll be particularly talking about South America, but of course the drivers of food insecurity and environmental degradation there are the same as everywhere, and it's corporate dominance of the food system and inequitable consumption and export-led agriculture policies. So just to start off, I'll show you this photograph of Brazil's soy harvest. That's from March last year. And if you can imagine, this used to be rainforest interspersed with smallholder farms, and it's now just a soy monoculture as far as the eye can see, totally mechanised, hardly employing anyone. And this is what's happening across South America to feed the demand for animal feed for our factory farms. So the livestock sector's impact on the environment is getting growing acceptance. The Millennium Ecosystem Assessment first talks about it in a high profile way. The impacts are largely negative: deforestation, greenhouse gas emissions, degradation, overgrazing. The UN's FAO, the Livestock Long Shadow Report, which I'm sure you're all very familiar with, and said that livestock contribution to environmental problems is on a massive scale. In the UK, the Strategy Unit's food policy work recognised that livestock has a disproportionately large impact, and their Food Matters strategy said that a healthy low-impact diet would contain less meat and fewer dairy products than we typically eat today. Sadly, there's a gap between them saying that and them actually doing something about it. So very briefly, because I know you'll be familiar with all these, livestock's impacts, it's one of the main drivers of biodiversity loss. A globally important ecosystem such as the Amazon, the Chaco, the Brazilian Cerrado, which Kirsten was mentioning, and the Atlantic Forest, which extends from Brazil's Atlantic coast inland to Argentina and Paraguay, and is home to many endemic species. Obviously the greenhouse gas emissions caused from methane, nitrous oxides, and then emissions from land use change, which again the UK conveniently forgets because that happens over there, so they don't account that when they're looking at the impacts of UK livestock on climate change. And of course the impacts on communities are devastating. The farmers are forced off their lands, the soil and water courses are polluted by pesticides, and of course there have been many instances of slave labour, particularly in the Mato Grosso state in Brazil. And of course the highly mechanised farms that these are employ very few people. So where is this demand for soy coming from? Well, it's a very cheap source of protein for animal feed for our factory farms in the UK and in Europe, and it's used as soared as a result of UK of agriculture policy and also the BSE crisis. But it doesn't work for UK farmers either, because they're locked into this global commodity market, and the volatile prices obviously affect them as well. And it's a vicious circle as soy expands to meet demand. This is just a slide of Paraguay. You can't really see it, but the one on the left, there's a pale green area which used to be the Atlantic Forest, and what is left remaining of that, only 10%, is the dark green area along the coast and the patches inside. So Friends of the Earth is particularly working with groups in Paraguay to try and improve the laws there so that some of this area will be protected and enforce what's already there, as well as tackling consumption in the UK and the EU. So the EU is the biggest market for South American soy meal. It's an area about the size of Hungary is needed to grow soy for the EU market. And since 1996, the amount of land needed to produce soy is roughly equivalent to the amount that's been deforested in Brazil. In the UK, our consumption of land from overseas purely to feed our animals is equivalent to about 1.2 million hectares, the size of Cornwall and Devon. So quite a huge amount, and that's just to feed our livestock. So our food chain campaign at Friends of the Earth is a huge public campaign for UK political action to address the impacts of livestock production. We've got about 250 MPs supporting our calls for change to the system, which would still maintain a thriving and viable UK farming sector, but appropriate farming that's right for farmers and for the environment. We're working with partners in South America, as I said, and looking at solutions in producer and consumer countries. So in terms of our solutions, shifting money, we want to shift subsidies away from intensive systems. So we did some research which found that £700 million of UK money goes into propping up factory farms. So we want to change that And in the short term, get caps supporting, for example, domestic production of sustainable feed, and in the long term, rewarding those benefits agriculture provides that the market doesn't, food security, biodiversity, etc. We also need to tackle consumption, and one area to start with that is the public sector. So I've cast, first Jeanette and Cass at the same, doing a lot of work on sustainable consumption, sustainable procurement, and we want to make sure that the money that's spent on meat is spent in a good way, and we're buying less but better meat in the public sector. We also need to change the way we research, so that more research is going into alternative feeds such as peas, beans and lupins, into different breeds, different crop varieties and cropping systems, and then of course change public investment policy, Julian was hinting at there, so the World Bank, the Economic Bank for Reconstruction and Development, all of which puts huge amount of our taxpayers' money into propping up factory farming systems. In terms of reforming policy, we're campaigning for a secure international agreement to reduce forest loss from agricultural expansion. Of course, this is coming up very shortly in Copenhagen. We need to review EU trade policy so that it prioritises environmental and social goals, and something else we need to discuss about that, which I'm sure will be coming to you later this afternoon. In the UK, we're campaigning for a supermarket watchdog so that farmers will be getting a fairer price for their produce farms in developing countries and the UK, and that, so they can invest in more sustainable production methods. And we're also campaigning for a Commission for Business, Human Rights and the Environment so that communities overseas who've been a victim of UK corporate abuse can seek legal redress in UK courts where there's a lack of governance in the host country. So there are a huge range of possible solutions to policy to do with the way we change money, which I'm looking forward to exploring further with you all this afternoon.
Thank you.